Now, in Foxborough, you are going to have the 8-2 New England Patriots hosting the 4-6 Miami Dolphins. It's scary because New England comes into this contest favored by 16 points. And typically, when the Patriots are favored big, even at home, they do not cover. So if you're a betting guy out there, my best advice to you would be take the under in this contest. It is 47.5. But getting down to the basics of the game, you look at New England, they're rolling right now. They're on that hot streak. We saw what they did versus the Oakland Raiders last Sunday in Mexico City. But you just have to wonder if the wear and tear of the travel will catch up to the Patriots in this one. And the reason why I bring it up is this. The week before, New England was in Denver to take on the Broncos. They remained in Colorado in order to get accustomed to the high altitude of playing in Mexico City, which, you know, worked out for their favor as they were able to go out there and dominate the Oakland Raiders. Now, on the flip side for the Miami Dolphins, you look at Miami, there's no cohesion on offense when Jay Cutler is under center. We saw a different team when Matt Moore took the reins last week for an injured Jay Cutler in the second half, although Miami still fell at home to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But will it be enough for this Dolphins offense to get some momentum versus an improving Patriots defense? I think that the Dolphins defense still does not have enough to slow down quarterback Tom Brady, and I think Miami will keep it a little bit closer because I think New England is going to start off a little bit slow in this game. And like I said, typically when they're favored big, they do not cover. Thus, I'm going to take the Patriots by a touchdown at home by the score of 34-27. Now, in MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it's going to be the 7-3 Carolina Panthers traveling to take on the 4-6 New York Jets. Carolina comes into this contest favored by 5.5 over the JETS Jets, while both of these teams are coming off of their bye weeks. You look at both of these squads, they play solid defense, and they can run the football effectively. But the difference in this game could be Panthers quarterback Cam Newton, because he's a big physical quarterback, and the Jets defense really has to stay on their toes versus him. We've seen one of the biggest issues with the Jets so far this season. They have not been able to play complete games consistently. They'll start off strong, and they'll finish on a whimper. And I think that once again hinders them in this contest on Sunday, as I'm going to take Carolina on the road by the score of 24-20. Now, at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, you have the 9-1 Eagles taking on the 3-7 Chicago Bears. Philly comes into this contest favored by 2 touchdowns, and I think this is scary because a lot of people are not giving John Fox's team in Chicago credit for playing as tough as they have. And I'll tell people, I give this Bears team 1 or 2 years, they are going to be a problem in the NFC North. Why? Because they have a young defense that flies around to the football, and I think they could make life tough, a little bit difficult, rather, for Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz. I think the Bears keep this game closer than what a lot of people are going to give them credit for, but I'm still going to take Philadelphia at home by the score of 30-24. Now, in an NFC West meeting, you're going to have the 6-4 Seattle Seahawks traveling to take on the 1-9 San Francisco 49ers. San Fran comes into this game fresh off of their bye, and they went into their bye week on a high note as they got their first victory of the season as they knocked off the Giants. Now, for Seattle, the injuries are really beginning to catch up with this team. No Richard Sherman and no Cam Chancellor for the remainder of the season. Earl Thomas is dealing with injuries, and a lot of people are thinking this could signal the end for the Legion of Boom. But for Seattle, they still have quarterback Russell Wilson, and I don't see anybody on this San Francisco defense that is going to be able to slow him down. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle on the road in this contest by the score of 26-20. Now, staying in the Bay Area, you're going to have the 4-6 Oakland Raiders hosting the 3-7 Denver Broncos. This is a desperation game for both of these clubs. As you look at the Broncos, they've lost 6 games in a row. They were 2-0 to start the season. Oakland has lost 6 out of their last 8 after they began the season 2-0 as well. And now for both of these teams that had playoff expectations coming into the season, it's going to be the end of the line, basically, for one of these clubs, whoever comes out on the short end of the stick. Now, the Broncos' offense has been putrid at best this season. We've seen the shakeup that the executive VP, John Elway, as well as head coach Vance Joseph, have attempted to make. And now Paxton Lynch is going to be the third different quarterback to start this season for the Broncos. Mike McCoy was also fired this week as the Broncos offensive coordinator, but I'm really not sure if it's going to make a difference for what Denver is able to do. Denver's going to have to win this game with their defense, led by Von Miller at outside linebacker and Chris Harris at cornerback. And you've seen Elway recently criticize his team and label them soft. So that means that this Raiders offensive line is definitely going to have to deal with an angry Broncos defense. But you look at this Raiders offense, and they've lacked a little spark of their own. And I think that Derek Carr could go out there and try to have a big game. But it's time for wide receivers Michael Crabtree as well as Amari Cooper to step up in this contest. I think being back at home will be the difference in this contest, theoretically, for the Raiders since they're getting ready to move to Vegas. But I'm going to take the silver and black at home by the score of 27-17. Now, at the Coliseum in Los Angeles, it will be the 7-3 Los Angeles Rams hosting the 8-2 New Orleans Saints. Don't look now, but the Saints are a legit playoff contender as they have reeled off 8 consecutive victories after they lost their first 2 contests. For the Rams, they got a reality check last Sunday as they went on the road and they were dominated by the Minnesota Vikings after the Rams got the game's first score. For Los Angeles, they've got to get back to the basics. They've got to establish the running game with Todd Gurley and play off of that. But you look at this New Orleans defense, they've been solid. However, they did, you know, show some leaks last week at home versus the Washington Redskins. But I think the key for New Orleans defensively in this game, they got to try to take away Todd Gurley, because I don't see them respecting the Rams' passing attack as much without the presence of wide receiver Robert Woods. Now, it's all going to be about the rubber meeting the road, because who is going to win the battle in the trenches? Is it going to be New Orleans' offensive line, or is it going to be LA's defensive line? That's going to be the key, because you know that the Saints are going to run the football. However, if the Rams are able to take away the Saints' rushing attack, you still have to account for quarterback Drew Brees. And he is still a very mobile guy, even though he is in his late 30s. So he's definitely going to keep this Rams team on its toes. I think this has the potential to be the game of the day. And I'm going to take New Orleans on the road by the score of 27-20. Now, you're going to have the 4-6 Arizona Cardinals traveling to take on the 7-3 Jacksonville Jaguars. And for Jacksonville, I look at their defense, and I think this defense can go out there and do some wonders for this team versus Cardinals backup quarterback Blaine Gabbert, who is going to get the start once again. The key for Arizona, they got to establish running back Adrian Peterson early versus this Jags defense. You look at Jaguars defensive back Jalen Ramsey. He's had a habit of trying to get into the heads of opposing wide receivers, but I'll tell you one guy that he won't affect, and that will be the future Hall of Famer and wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald for the Cardinals. Arizona will play Jacksonville tough, but Jacksonville is simply the better team. They're playing solid defense, and they are running effectively with Leonard Fournette. Thus, I'm going to take the Jags on the road by the score of 24-17. On Sunday night, it's going to be the 5-5 Green Bay Packers traveling to take on the 8-2 Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh comes into this contest favored by 2 touchdowns, and typically Pittsburgh, when they're favored high, they do not cover. But I think the stakes are a little bit different right now, because you look at the fact that there's no Aaron Rodgers at quarterback for Green Bay, and they look pitiful. And you look at Green Bay's defense, they've had issues stopping people all season long. That's a recipe for disaster when you're going up against one of the better offenses in the National Football League, and you're talking about Le'Veon Bell at running back and Antonio Brown at wide receiver, as well as Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback. No Juju Smith-Schuster at wide receiver for Pittsburgh in this contest, but I think that Martavis Bryant could have a big impact as a number 2 option in the passing game for Pittsburgh. Thus, I'm going to take the Steelers a roll big time at home in this one by the score of 34-13. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it's going to be the 4-6 Houston Texans traveling to take on the 5-5 Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore comes into this game favored by a touchdown over Houston. And on top of that, the Ravens have simply flown under the radar all season long, but they find themselves right in the mix for a postseason spot. And it has not been pretty. But I look at this Ravens defense. I think they can have an impact on this game. Baltimore's offense is still struggling, and I think their special teams unit, led with the likes of place kicker Justin Tucker as well as kick returner Michael Campanaro, could be a difference in this contest for the Ravens. I'm going to take Baltimore at home by the score of 26-17. And with that said, folks, those are my picks for week number 12 in the National Football League season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement in 2017, the 2018 campaign will begin for the Cyclones at MCU Park next June. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 12 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.